a strain of hatred that's gone on for 2,000 years. Jews against everyone else. Jews have words for anyone who is not a Jew. Derogatory terms, meaning everyone else but us. So they want to harm as many goys as they possibly can. And look at their Talmud. Their Talmud says, kill them all. It's your religious duty to steal from them, to bring harm to them. Martin Luther, the man who created the Protestant Reformation, back in 1543, wrote a book called The Jews and Their Lies. In this book, he outlined, don't go to Jewish doctors. Jewish doctors are here to poison us, Germans. This is what he was saying in 1543. The Jews and their lies, and their lies, and their lies. The Jews and their lies, and their lies, and their lies. The Jews and their lies, and their lies, and their lies. The Jews and their lies. What did Martin Luther know about these Jews back in 1543 that people seem to have forgotten now because the media is owned by Jews?
I want to ask you also about a very important issue of vaccine hesitancy. Folks who get most of their vaccines normally might be hesitant about these vaccines because they were developed so quickly. What do you tell those folks who might be saying, well, I'm going to wait a few months before I get this one?
I would tell them I wish that the situation was not so critical.
You have not yet had your shot. When do you plan to get it?
Sooner I can, I will.
The Jews and their lies, and their lies, and their lies. The Jews and their lies, and their lies, and their lies. The Jews and their lies, and their lies, and their lies. The Jews and their lies. Back to the show. Here's a message for all FBI, CIA investigators, or any district attorney or investigator or prosecutor. If you have one molecule of self-respect in your body, and if you have a normal survival instinct, and you care about the future of your children, and form teams of investigators to go after this son of a bitch and nail this motherfucker, nail him, you know what to do. Never forget what these Jews did to us, and get them. Get them, get them. The Jews and their lies, and their lies, and their lies. The Jews and their lies, and their lies, and their lies. The Jews and their lies, and their lies, and their lies. Get them, get them. The Jews and their lies. But every single other generation, all other people, all other nations, every other population knew full well the threat that Jews posed to their people, to the world. Everyone knew throughout history. That's why they were hated so much. This is why they were kicked out of every single nation. It's not anti-Semitism. Palestinians are good people, so none of this stuff is anti-Semitic, because Palestinians are the real Semitic people. It's a Jewish problem that we're having. Palestinians don't have Talmud that says rape the children and steal everything you can from Goyim. Palestinians don't have that. So we like Palestinians. It's a Jewish problem we have. And unless you describe Albert Bourla as a piece of Jewish shit, as a Jewish threat, as the Jewish CEO who's poisoning us all, then you're not gonna understand this story. The Jews and their lies, and their lies, and their lies. The Jews and their lies, and their lies, and their lies. The Jews and their lies, and their lies, and their lies. The Jews. complete unless you use the word Jew. This is why they were kicked out of every single nation. Never forget what these Jews did to us, and get them. The Jews and their lies.